Are there additions to the agenda from any of us? I would like to add under PAC work plan the review of the RFPs and the RFQs that I handed out last.
Please hand.
Packets right there. That's just copies of the agenda.
Yeah, you sent out that email.
Yeah, I failed to add it to the work plan. So, all right, nothing else. Then we'll move forward to the approval of the minutes. Talk to me about changes or corrections or
I have two
questions. Go ahead.
Under velocity repair, I would strike they were hoping to order the replacement ball for the following week. Mostly everything in that just makes it sound like we were comfortable and going straight to the artist, where that was certainly not the case. I also, I would add, I would perhaps strike they were hoping to order a replacement ball and strike staff mechanics removed the flange that held the ball and would send it to the artist to fabricate the replacement. That's just not happened. It's not accurate.
Yeah, we talked about that in the meeting.
Yeah, I'd say I would add if either that or add at the tail of it if a less expensive option could not be purchased elsewhere. And I also have a question.
Could I interrupt you for just
sure.
a moment? Aaron, I'm curious to know what our possibilities are here. So if we're saying we didn't say this, that's one thing, or we said something different. But are we able to take off stuff that we've already said because we don't think it's appropriate?
I think it's we didn't have enough. I think what Andy's saying is that we did talk about this, but what we ended on was Stanley was going to do some research about where the ball might be available cheaper. And I don't think it's a matter of eliminating what we did say. It's just incomplete and therefore inaccurate.
Yeah. Okay, it does say the last sentence, the commission discussed outsourcing and finding a less expensive
yeah.
replacement for ball with staff. Is that not what you were trying to capture?
Well,
it's just the stuff preceding that just makes it sound as if we were just drank the Kool-Aid and we're going to Gordon for the replacement ball, and that's just not accurate. And the other thing is, I'm not sure where the $15,400 came from, because does everybody remember $17,000?
No, I remember $15,000.
That's the exact
figure. Yeah.
That was the figure from the quote.
From Gordon.
$15,400?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And I have a copy
for some
of that
reason,
quote.
Yeah. Okay. For some reason, I remembered $17,000.
Okay. So.
So I'm not clear on the amendment we're making. So you want the sentence, they were hoping to order the replacement ball the following week, struck?
I would say comma, if a cheaper replacement ball cannot
yeah.
be found, because that more
yeah,
accurately
perhaps,
captures.
Perhaps just add that after the staff mechanics removed the flange that held the ball at the end, after replacement, say just comma, if a less expensive option could not be purchased elsewhere.
Yeah.
And staff mechanics is an odd term. Is that something that we said, or should we say public works?
I would have to go back to the tape to confirm what was actually said.
So public, it would be public works.
Public works is, yeah. Okay, fine.
The second change that is just not accurate under council liaison report.
Mm-hmm.
City Council did not pass the ordinance on failure to provide name and date of birth to a peace officer until Tuesday, August 6th.
Okay.
Under project updates, the start of that was my bad because I incorrectly said that the vote was 4-1. There were only four of us present. The vote was 3-1.
Okay.
And what's incorrect in that is that it makes it sound like the QR code was being voted on. The QR code idea was eliminated from discussion many, many weeks ago as just being a bad idea. Nobody thought it was a good idea. What we were voting on was whether to include a URL on the plaque or not.
So just delete instead of using a QR code?
I would just say the subcommittee voted to use a short URL cast into the bronze.
Okay.
Period.
So, yeah, striking instead of using QR
code. The number of the vote is inaccurate, but it's kind of irrelevant.
Well, I'll just update it to 3-1.
Yeah.
Other questions, comments? I wanted to ask a question about under other business on the last page. Mr. Anderson explained they made a recommendation to the Parks Commission. I wasn't sure what that meant.
That was going back to the recommendation that was made with the lantern discussion that was several weeks ago. I'm not sure how it was summarized like that. So how would you like that to be rephrased?
So made a recommendation. What was the recommendation? It was that
the recommendation was that they accept the sculpture and that they move on with their process.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Recommendations to the Parks Commission that they accept the sculpture.
Okay.
So what we did was we approved the sculpture, and then we said to the Parks Commission, okay, we approved it, we're done.
Right.
So rephrase it, please, to say that. Allison, I'm sorry.
No, I cut you off. You said exactly.
Okay. And then it's Mike Gardner.
Okay.
Not Mark. Anything else? Okay. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes of June 21 as amended?
So moved.
Second, please.
I second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you. Okay. Moving on. There is no public forum. Counselor Liaison had another commitment this morning, and he really didn't have anything to... It was earth-shaking to tell us, so we're going to be passing on that. Staff Liaison has a report.
I have a couple things. I'm sure you all are familiar with Street Scene, which was one of the first pieces of public art in the city of Ashland. The city was approached by Lloyd Haynes, who donated lighting for the sculpture that has... Sorry?
I don't know what Street Scene is. Does everybody else know?
Not sure.
It's the thing that Marion Young did with all the people.
All those Shakespearean things.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, it's called Street Scene.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's the bronze relief?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Next to Starbucks.
Correct.
Right. All right.
And Lloyd Haynes was apparently a central figure in getting that originally commissioned.
She died, right?
And she recently passed. Okay. And there had been lighting that was provided for it, but it was becoming less effective as the trees that were in that plaza were growing up. And so he worked with a lighting designer and came up with a design and donated the materials and the labor to have it installed. So there's new lighting that is now downlighting it. Additionally, he pointed out that there was some maintenance that was required to that piece, and we worked with Public Works, and they have washed the lower part of the tiles, and there's a bit up top that still needs to be done, but they need access to a bucket truck to do that, and the additional cleaning of that tile should take place in the coming weeks. With regard to velocity, I spoke with Mike Morrison yesterday. The replacement ball for velocity should be here any day now, he says. It's coming.
Yesterday.
I'm sorry?
Yesterday. It got here.
Okay, well, your information is more up-to-date than mine.
He just coursed through the foyer when I was out there. That's
okay.
How I know.
Well, as of yesterday, I was told it would be here any day now. So,
20 minutes.
Any minute, yeah.
And I believe he's working with you because you wanted to see it before it's installed.
Yep.
And how much did we have to pay for it?
He didn't tell me that, but I can look into that. I believe it was less than $2,000, is my recollection.
Wow, more like it.
But
yeah.
I don't have an exact number.
You know, when the damage happened, you know, and I saw it, I was feeling shooting from the hip. That's $2,000 to replace that ball.
Is it the same material?
Yeah, he thinks it's exactly the same. He's going to uncrate it. today, and I'm going to go take a look at it on Monday. But he does think it's the same.
And then the final item is that...
is this small? Is the same size?
It's 45 instead of 48.
Probably a stock size of some kind.
Yeah.
That would be fine.
Maybe sure, that's so. Why it was so pricey, because it did custom size.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask a question regarding that?
Good point.
Sure.
Was there only one ball purchased?
You know, that's a question that I had yesterday afternoon as I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
I know that there was some commentary about shouldn't we order two, and I think it may have been offered in jest, but I don't know if perhaps they were proactive in that, and I can look into that and get back to you.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So I have an answer for that?
Yeah.
No, we did not order two, but again, that little conversation I just had with Mike, he raised that possibility again.
Yeah.
For me, that's really hard to think about. Like, it's going to happen again. We're
going
to go through this.
Well, just remember Lincoln.
Yeah.
That was part of this conversation. I just thought, oh, I've heard this too many times.
Yes.
Yeah.
And finally...
Can we ask about Rossity? When is it supposed to, like, happen and be installed?
Well, I was told as soon as possible. So obviously, Sandy's going to look at it on Monday. Who knows if there might be any unforeseen challenges? So I don't want to give you a.
But anyway, it's in the works.
Yes.
Sooner than later.
One would hope.
Cool. And what happened with the circumstances of it happening? Is there any result?
Yeah. I'll talk to you about that in a minute.
Oh, okay. I'm curious. That's great. It's going to happen soon.
And the only last item I have is that the Public Arts Commission update to council was originally scheduled for October 15th, has been rescheduled at Chair Friend's request to October 1st.
So you're doing this? That's the annual, excuse me, that's the annual report that we do every year, like every other commission.
Do you want us there for it?
Yes, please.
And this is to where?
At the council meeting on October 1.
City council?
Yes.
And the staff is making a presentation there?
And so I will be giving an annual report, you know, but I need all of you to be there to...
As bodyguards.
As bodyguards, right. And the council loves to have it, have commissions there, and the council really appreciates this commission, so,
cool.
You know, it's kind of... A terrific thing.
Great.
Should all dress in green.
Okay. And is the report, do we read it before this?
The green report?
I'm reading it to the council. If I get it done ahead of time, I'm happy to show it to you or come.
We just sit in the audience and cheer.
That's great.
Yeah.
Cool.
She does the work.
Cool. Usually there's not questions. Usually it's just heaps of compliments, and they love to just... You know, pass the compliments on to the rest of the commission as well.
So I have a question regarding that October 1st party. Would there be any interest in is it just strictly you're going to read? Is there any interest in having visual support, something to go along with what it is you're going to update them with?
Yeah, I don't foresee that there is... visuals that are required. I don't think there's anything that takes visuals, if that's what you're thinking. Or are you thinking that the report would be itself would be up there?
Not necessarily
really
the
sure
report itself,
is.
But visual supporting whatever the content is, so that it becomes something a little more involving.
There usually is a time.
Oh, is it
it's
a time commitment that does not allow something
brief.
Like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just threw it out there.
Yeah, good question. And now is the time for Parks Liaison Heller to speak.
Just FYI, I saw him, I played pickleball with him on Tuesday. I said, I understand you're on the agenda, you're making a report. And he said, I am. He did not know anything about it.
We always have an item on the agenda for each of the liaisons to report.
It's just routine.
It's just routine. Whether or not I had anything to say or not, the staff liaison item would still been on there.
He didn't know.
Okay, so it's been on every agenda item or every agenda in the time that I've been the staff liaison. So I think that's.
I disagree. There's never been a the parks liaison report is something new. This agenda, I do not recall seeing it on.
Okay, well, you know what? I may have molded formatting over from the tree commission, which has followed that format. So my apologies.
Yeah, it wasn't on the last meeting.
So
in fact, the only thing
that
was
said
on was
that. Could you graciously say to him, you know, send him an email and explain that we would be happy to have him present, and we have a place on the agenda for any report of what's going on in the Parks Commission.
Yeah, indeed. And yes, Andy, to your point, it's always been just
Jensen. Staff.
Yeah. I've clearly molded some formatting from the Tree Commission format. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
No problem. I'm just commenting that Joel didn't know about it.
Okay. So under new projects, I'm envisioning that we're going to start with a discussion of the sculpture, the hub sculpture for Railroad Park next month. I have a question to you, Allison. Did we chat about as you were doing some work online for what is public art, that you would be looking at prices of sculptures and so forth to kind of do a little
You
background?
Did bring it up, and I spaced it. So while I'm doing that, I'll pay
so
attention.
So I think that's really a basic beginning. We need to establish the process and what we're willing to pay and so forth. And so those two are hooked together.
So which did I say?
The process for acquiring the sculpture and what we're planning to pay for the sculpture. So if you could do a little background, that would be fabulous.
How soon do you want it, and how much do we have right now?
I'm thinking we have maybe about 60,000. I haven't checked in a while.
Okay.
And I don't know what we got this year. We get the deposit. Actually, it is registered on September 1. It comes into the city on like the middle of this month. And I sort of lost track. I was thinking we had like 48 before, and I was thinking last year we got 23,000, 24,000, but with the tourism down, could be only 20,000, so somewhere in that neighborhood. So I will take care of that, or maybe you would take care of giving us an exact number for next month.
So do you envision a starting place for the discussion on the sculpture is, say, we've got $65,000 to spend on it, and then we start building the RFQ based on 65,
I would
or
hope
whatever
not.
X number?
I would hope not. I would hope we wouldn't. I would hope we were talking 20,000-25,000, but I'm hoping Allison will be able to do a reality check based on some research.
Open Mind was the last one of that kind of size, and I believe that was 12.
I was thinking it was 15, but it could have been 12.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, that's a big discrepancy, and that was 7 years ago or something like that. But it all plays out with regard to what we want the artists to do. How many artists we want? Do we want them to come into town once, twice, you know?
It's all open for discussion.
All open for discussion, right. So it's the basic discussion of all of that that I anticipate next month before we launch into what we're, you know, how we're going to approach it. Is it an RFQ or is it an RFP?
That sounds great.
Okay. All right. Under project updates, velocity repair. Kelly Matting has had a couple of conversations with the mom of the boy who destroyed the ball. and a couple with the dad as well, to figure out how we could put this all to rest, that the boy would have a chance to talk, explain what he did, and then perhaps there would be community service related to this. We talked to Resolve to do the restorative justice, which is a whole program.
Right.
And the family said that they have worked with their kiddo in terms of, you know, punishment is not the right word. Some kind of
closure.
Closure. Thank you. And so they really weren't up for that process where you have a facilitator come in. You know, there's some upfront discussion on what the outcomes want to be, and you know, it's a whole process which is being used, you know, for young people who commit serious crimes. So, what we're going to do, and Kelly is limiting it to, she is trying very hard to shield the kid so that he receives no public recognition. Apparently, typical of Ashland, there's been lots of bad stuff.
Online?
You know, online, right. And which has freaked the dad. And so I think the dad, for a while, just was really pushing back. But you know, Kelly, with all due credit, has worked her way around it. So as it stands now, there's going to be a conversation with Kelly, Steve Jensen, Margaret Garrington, who, you know, was the chair when Velocity was designed, and me. It cannot be a public meeting, so we cannot invite all of you.
Who was the third person before you?
Mark Garrington.
Thank you.
Who's the restorative justice officer? Is that Kelly?
No, it's a person by the name of Kara.
Oh.
From this organization that used to be Mediation Works.
Right.
It's now called Resolve.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're planning now is a second meeting with the four of us from the city, so to speak, and Kara, to help us see our way through the meeting, to give us a pathway through the meeting, so that we end up with, you know, not just kind of bumbling through, and so that there's a real good process, the kid feels good at the end, we feel good at the end, and so forth. We're looking at probably some kind of parks work for the kid as community service, but that's not firm yet. So as you write this up, could you be just really general and not specific with all of the things I've said?
I will generalize this.
Thank you. So that's where we are. So the next meeting, I suspect, with the four of us and the restorative justice person will be this next week. And then hopefully by the end of this next week, we will have had the conversation with the mom and the kid. Maybe not the dad. The dad works every 3 weeks in Alaska, and, you know, he may not want to participate anyway. But our goal is to get it done as quickly as possible and get it behind us. Question?
I can assume that, or can I assume that the goal here is a teaching moment for the kid so that it's his welfare and future that is being considered?
You're exactly right. Yeah.
Yep.
And some recognition, you know, as part of this teaching, recognition of really what the damage was that he...
Allison, you know, the major problem is that because the damage was over $1,000, to charge the kid with that level of vandalism is a felony.
Well, that's what I'm getting
and
at.
And then the Chief O'Meara just felt it inappropriate to charge the 13-year-old kid with a felony.
That's the point I'm making,
yeah.
that the goal is not that kind of punishment
right.
that might legally be recommended, but rather to make sure the kid learns from this and doesn't
yeah.
pull the shit again.
How did he actually break it? I never heard the story.
I think he just climbed up on it.
So from Gordon's office, they said he would have to have shaken it violently to have released the shattered the ball. They're puzzled about how it could possibly happen. So, and since the camera wasn't turned on, we don't know.
So it would be behoove us to find out how he did it.
It would.
As part of this process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that will be.
Yeah.
From what I understand, and much to the kid's credit, when he realized, oh man, I really just blew it. You know, he went directly into Starbucks, told him, I just broke the ball. You know, can I have some help cleaning it up or something? So it's not that he ran off, and so right. you know there's a great opportunity to reward the fact
that
right. he was man enough,
yeah.
boy enough to step up and
was he alone at when he did it?
I don't know, but what somebody told me was that this family lives up on the Cream Springs, and this was like the kid's first night that the parents kind of said, okay, you can go to town and hang out with your friends,
uh-huh.
and then this happens.
Was he buying? Do you know if he was by himself?
I do not.
That's the information I have as well. And you know, when you think about people who live up in the Green Springs, they do that for a reason. One of the reasons is that they don't want to be in town with all of the what goes on down here. So I can see how it would have been especially difficult for them to read all this the
yeah,
crap
yeah.
that was on. Line, you know.
What is Green Springs?
Where is Green Springs?
No, what is it?
Oh, it's a location about 10 miles
oh,
out of
up 66.
Oh,
yeah.
Up in the mountains.
I thought you meant right above the city there.
No, it's a mountain community.
Nice.
Okay, so.
Let me ask also one question. Is the camera been turned on?
No, so thanks for reminding me about that. Steve Jensen is going to bring it up as part of the agenda tomorrow night at the council meeting for discussion on September 1 at the council meeting. He's going to request that the council consider it. So what I'm hearing is that the council is willing to talk about turning on cameras on a individual basis, you know, situation by situation. So this, of course, sets us up for the possibility of turning it on at Railroad Park. So Steve is a big proponent of getting...
Is there one in Railroad Park?
There.
Is there one in Railroad Park?
No.
Yeah? Oh,
But we're going to do a sculpture there, so we would want...
Okay. I wonder if the heat of the lamp... makes that more vulnerable
Isn't
when
it
you
LED?
Shake it.
If it's LED, that wouldn't be a factor.
Well,
it is LED. You're
yeah.
exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So there is no
I don't
heat
know.
There.
There is
it's,
no.
Yeah, so I heard from both Jason, remember Jason, the project manager, and
yeah.
Gordon, and they each said the same thing, that it would have had to have received a violent shaking.
Whoa.
And there's some puzzlement there, because then there was no damage that we perceived to the post yet.
Right.
You know, so you would think
yeah.
that
no,
that would have
said there were stress fractures.
But is it in that section?
It is not in that section.
Yeah.
It's in the section where someone hung
oh,
on
okay.
it.
Oh, okay.
The other section,
yeah.
yeah. Unless there was a flaw in the original piece,
yeah.
in the original globe,
mm-hmm.
that would have been a vulnerable spot that was not noticed.
Yeah.
In which case it should be on Gordon.
Would the child have, or young man, crawled up on the post? Because you can't reach the thing from the sidewalk.
He probably just shinnied up.
Is that what would have happened? The,
yeah.
And then maybe that shaking on it, or did the young man go over and so get on the ball?
So we don't know exactly.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Is that good enough discussion?
I do have another question about that, if I may. You said there's stuff online, people talking about it in different manners. Is that widely perceived in the community? That online? Is it like a...
It's called Ashland Peeps, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And people comment often on all kinds
all
of
kinds
city
of stuff,
issues.
Right, I understand.
Mostly yeah. Very negative.
Yeah, and this came up on it. Did it come up other places?
I would have no idea.
Actually, Ashland Peeps.
Well, there is a big, long discussion about it on the Ashland Police Facebook page. And that's much more detailed than what I saw on Ashland Peeps, which I refer to as Ashland Creeps.
Which is why I don't do any
it's horrible.
Of any kind.
It's so nasty.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
thank you for the
yeah, let's move on to the MEP project update.
Sure. The only thing I have to report is that the RFP went out to Masterworks around July 25th. And so based on the 30-day deadline, we're expecting to hear something back by August 26th, at which point we'll have 20 days to review the proposal and start moving towards a contract. Other than that, there is no further updates.
Okay. Okay. Then the work plan. A and B are actually one item. It's goal three, expand the awareness of public art. I don't know why the word council is there. I put it in, but I have no idea what I was thinking. And the objective on it was to create a framework for disseminating public art information. And I'm sure you all remember that from our strategic planning session. That was something we wished to do. And Andy has volunteered to take that on. So just by way of explanation, Ann Seltzer used to do this and had a... you know, wide network of opportunities that she chose from as appropriate for each project. TV, newspaper, gallery guide, Ashland Gallery Association, and on and on. So what I envisioned from our conversation when we were doing the strategic plan was that we would create this wide platform, and which would include who to contact, how far in advance to contact them, you know, and all their contact information. Also, what kind of thing they're interested in, you know, what do they want to hear about, so that we can direct our information so that it will, is, you know, not a waste of anybody's time. So that's what I'm hoping you can provide for us, and then... you know, probably we would be giving direction to Aaron on where we want the PR to go. Does that sound?
Well, like maybe you all had maybe you had counsel on here because they're going to be the first audience.
Maybe I have no idea what I was thinking. I tried to remember that.
So it would seem to me that the first thing I would want to do would be to contact Ann Seltzer and ask her for...
But I don't think that we can do that. I mean, she's left the city, so that's not really fair to do that.
Rather than reinventing the wheel, if she had anything to share to pass on, then I would build from. But if you...
Is there someone at the city who has taken her place who might have those files? This was her
might have those files, yes. Who has taken her place, no.
Where
so
would you find the files?
Maybe a conversation. I don't know. I don't know whether it's with Kelly or so.
Do you still have a relationship with Ann?
I do. Uh-huh. But I don't ask her for this. It's really not appropriate to do that. So maybe you could do a little investigation to see.
What exactly am I looking for?
So Ann Seltzer, I'm thinking it was not off the top of her head, but I'm thinking that she had a file that she created of resources that she would send public information to. You know, if we were having a public meeting, the artist was coming to town, if we had a whole story to tell, if we were having a installation, you know, all these various things, she would know what people at the paper, who they were, what their contact information is.
Press release, yeah.
Yeah.
Press list.
So there's a whole host of files in the public arts files on the server. It's quite large.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was glancing at it today. Any idea what it might have been called? I mean, like, just...
No, because I... You know, that was her background, was PR.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never really questioned where the information came from. She, you know, once we were ready to go, she took it and she ran with it, and it appeared wherever we decided it was going to go. So I don't...
Maybe there's press contacts.
So it's a little bit of a needle in a haystack, but I'm more than happy to look through those files and try to find what
great.
We're referring to.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe you and Andy communicate on that.
May I say something, too? Often those need to be updated anyway and added to. So it's probably good to not just look at it, but what could be added to it.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a title of that project when Ann worked on it?
No, it wasn't really. It was, you know, it was directions for press releases, wherever they were to go.
All right.
So one was the city website. One, she had a relationship with a couple of people at the Tidings, the Tribune.
You were right. The Southern Oregon Magazine is called Southern Oregon Magazine. I looked at that this morning. And they haven't had anything on the art scene updated in
a
year or more.
Yeah. So just a broad base of contacts.
From what I understand, the Chamber of Commerce is putting out a brochure about the railroad district, and it's a perfect time to get the walking tour deal with the medallions added in to that brochure. I don't think it won't make it in time for the initial printing, but I think they were planning on doing that annually, so we'll be in line ready for that next year.
There used to be something called SOAR, S-O-A-R. You know about that?
Yeah, no.
Southern Oregon Arts Resources.
And they would be somebody to contact.
So that's a university thing?
No.
No, it was the whole valley.
Southern Oregon
Art Resources.
Resources.
Something like that. And it wasn't just visual arts, I think. It included all the arts. And it wasn't music part of that, too? Or am I thinking?
I'm not sure. I don't remember the woman's name now, but...
I may be confusing it with something.
You could probably find it online.
Yeah, I know David Humphrey, too. I'll check. I'll talk.
Well, it's not connected with the university. It was something...
That's...
Yeah.
What was it that the... Remember we used to have... a woman from the university who would come because she wanted to put up a banner and she had to get approval from us. Wasn't that called SOAR?
That was called SOAR too, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so they
but
had
I
all
think
kinds
that was
of
a different SOAR.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Aaron, if you find anything in your search, can you just email it to me?
Yeah, I'm absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, last item on our agenda today is to ask you if what your thoughts are on these three templates. You have comments, changes that you'd like to recommend. So I'd like to start with RFQ template number one. Selection of one artist, several concepts, two site visits.
Is there a copy of that? I didn't get
it. It was passed down at the last meeting.
Did you come to the last meeting?
Yeah.
It should be.
Can I grab you?
So I have some comments.
Good.
And a few, but I don't want to just...
But no, run through your comments and then whoever else has them.
Okay.
Just on that one template, though, start. With
right,
just, that one.
Just
okay.
This one template.
Uh-huh.
Starting at the section called eligibility, I'll read this line as it's written. This competition is open to established professional artists / artist teams living in determined location. Mm-hmm. My question to the group is, what's the relevancy of geographic location?
And not necessarily any relevance. When we started with the Gateway Project, we were looking at artists in the Northwest, figuring that was, I think there were 10 states that we looked at, and I can't recall why we just started out there.
Cost.
And California, that was it.
Cost
exactly.
To bring them here. Or,
yeah.
You know.
So this talks about,
see.
You know,
because
two,
we're gonna eventually,
two site visits.
Right,
yeah.
There'll be site visits,
oh, thanks,
so
Richard.
It would be relevant. I see.
But also one of our goals was to include local artists more. So by determining location, I see that as an effort to not feel locally.
Push out potential a person who lives here, who's a local artist, feeling like that they're not going to be eligible because this gives them that open door, is what you're saying, by including this piece in there. Encouraging,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Encourage local artists to participate if they feel that they're otherwise qualified. Right? Okay. My next question, that sounds good. My next question under project intent, the second line references commission and city staff to parentheses, design, fabricate, transfer, install, permit, site-specific artwork for this outdoor installation within the established budget project timeline. Is outdoor, is that necessary to say outdoor installation? What if we had opportunity to provide an indoor mural?
Right. So look up under notes at the top of the page, and you see that verbiage that is in parens.
Should be considered as optional narrative. Okay, then I'm questioning that if that narrative is, if this is an optional piece in here, would we want to consider that?
So the intent of putting verbiage in parentheses is that we've used it before.
Uh-huh.
It was appropriate when we used it. It may not be appropriate for another one. So this is all just setting someone up so that they have some background to think through this whole thing, and they don't, so that the commission doesn't later say, we should have thought about this. Here it is. I've included everything that we've discussed or put on previous RFQs,
mm-hmm.
so that when we go through this, for instance, for the hub sculpture, we say, let's include this and this, and no, this isn't appropriate.
So they're prompts, basically.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
And we can tailor each one as we go.
Right. Correct.
I get that. So at some other point, maybe we discuss those pieces that are in the parentheses when we're getting to a place where we're going to be more towards finalizing an RFQ.
For
these
when
are
we are designing an RFQ.
Designing an RFQ.
Right. This whole thing is about designing an RFQ.
Okay.
So this is the upfront discussion as we work through the design of an RFQ. Do we want to include these items?
And that's, well,
that's
nonetheless,
what that,
I still
that
question that. In at some point, if that whole, within parentheses, if we talk about that at some later point, I would question that. So I'm questioning it now.
Well, for instance, missing what you're saying. The hub
whether
sculpture,
it should be just outdoor.
But for example, this is just a prompt. So as we design, as we go through and use this template to build the RFQ for the hub sculpture, mm-hmm. we would say outdoor.
Right.
But if it were for some other place, then we could say indoor or outdoor, or this will be an indoor mural, or we could specify depending on what the specific goal of that particular template or that particular RFQ is.
So it's optional narrative based on the project.
Exactly.
Never mind.
At least
disregard that last.
That's how I'm perceiving it.
Well, yeah, disregard that last 20 minutes. The next, on the other side, the flip side of this page, under deliverables, excuse me.
Under what?
Under deliverables, the last paragraph on the back side of the same page, under deliverables.
Page two.
All right. That's also called page two. That section, that last paragraph, I wondered if it wouldn't be better rather than have it, this last paragraph, deliverables, rather than have it in paragraph form, would it be clear if the, let me read this, conceptual design proposals must include digital renderings of the designs to enable multiple perspectives of the artwork within the space identified for the project, as well as budget and general specification. And I just wondered if that paragraph would be clear if it were itemized rather than in a paragraph form.
Bullet pointed?
Yes, right.
You could consider that.
And I think I have only one more question. Yes, on page 3, how to apply the section that's referenced as images. A maximum of 10 digital images in JPEG format of original, relevant, completed artwork. My question here is, still images provide X amount of information, but in a digital world, we're not limited to still images. There may be video, there may be animation that could be relevant to a project. And I wonder if digital images should be something a little bit more defining that would allow someone to, rather than just a JPEG format, to be able to allow someone who's an applicant to provide
video.
If you had, as an example, an artist has got some artwork where there's some lights that change color and do different things, and somehow it's relevant.
Mm-hmm.
A JPEG image won't capture that.
Right.
Yep. So video, just say JPEG or
video.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking of Pete Beeman's pod. You know, you can't really get that unless you saw a video of it,
right.
You know, in Portland.
Okay. You could reword it to say perhaps a maximum of 10 digital files.
Yeah.
So then it's not limited to stills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'll do it.
That would, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
In the next line, just to unbold to an email, it got bolded, and it makes it look like that's something. Right? It's just a formatting issue. I think we just need to unbold that where it says to an email.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed one more. Go ahead.
Completed artwork, including annotated.
All applications must be submitted electronically, in digital, and then it stops bolding. So the bolding and unbolding in that line is confusing.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
And maybe even in digital should be unbolded, and to an email should be unbolded. So the bold part is all applications must be submitted electronically, because that's kind of the key.
Okay. That sounds good.
Can I have one more voice on this particular piece? I missed one of my marks.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Under project schedule, the second to the last the second to the last bullet point reads, check-in points with the pack at 80% and 100% project completion prior to shipping. I have a question about this. And when we were talking about the Gateway project, what I'm going to question is the 80%. Would there have been a likelihood of a better outcome if we'd have checked in with, I forgot her name,
Susan.
Yeah.
Maybe at 50% rather than 80% or something like that? So I'm questioning 80%.
So I think we assumed 80% because you need that much completion. 50% could be. You know, but 80%, we've been having a conversation probably pretty much along with this artist, and in the particular case of that sculpture, we would have seen that it didn't resemble her digital image that we approved. That
at
it
80%.
Wasn't, yeah,
okay.
Right. And okay. So she will have gotten that far along. At 50%, you know, she might not be that far. It might just be the... But 80% gives them enough time to make the changes that we want to for us to look at the finishes on it and right. so forth. So that was a conversation that we had, and I'm thinking that that's appropriate.
Okay, great. That's all I had.
Okay. Andy, do you have any on this one?
No.
I just a couple Allison. Of thoughts. While we're on that page in that section, project schedule, all applicants notified. Is that accept, reject, or notified of they're in the running, or...
No, notified one way or the other.
So just accept, reject.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there another word that would
qualify?
No,
I was just thinking just to say that, accept yeah. or reject, and it... Notified of what? I guess I was having trouble following. I guess I just didn't pay enough attention to something else where it's clear.
Okay, anybody else on this?
I have one other one under project intent. And again, just clarify for me because I've been, gone through one of these processes before. In this way, be compatible with the space in terms of scale, material, form, content, and function. What was the thinking behind function there? I'm just for my own edification.
Where is function?
So at the end
under
of
project
that line,
intent,
second bullet.
Second bullet, be compatible.
So function probably... was when we were thinking about do we want it to be a fountain? Do we want it to be
okay.
a play item?
Okay.
You know.
Where to it actually has a function.
Yes.
So maybe function should be put in parens because it might not apply to a lot of other, depending on what the project is, you would add function.
There's a category called functional art.
Yeah, but isn't that sort of, for instance, for the hub sculpture, it wouldn't have a function besides art for art's sake sort of mm-hmm. thing and its historical content, so function would not be applicable to something like that. So is that something, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll put in parens and function. After content, there'll be parens.
I'd be perceived as a jungle gym.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Aaron,
next one.
Aaron, I don't have the most recent update of that because I wasn't at the last meeting. Could you eventually get me that?
Sure.
I'm working off an older version here, and the nomenclature has been changed.
A lot.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I even have the most recent updates since you've probably worked on these documents independent of the last time I received them from you.
So we didn't print these up for the meeting last time? Mm-hmm. I just printed them and distributed them. Maybe that was what happened?
I think they were included in the packet two meetings ago. But haven't you made edits to them since?
I have not.
Okay. I will email them to you.
All right. Thank you.
Actually, it was last meeting.
Which was two months ago.
2 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. RFQ template number 2, selection of 3 artists. And this was the, as you probably recognize, this was the concept that the MAP committee started with initially. The MAP committee wanted 3 artists, 3 conceptual designs, no site visits. So I don't know if this will ever emerge as a viable RFQ, but we spent a lot of time on it, and I thought it was an interesting concept to, since it was, you know, considered so seriously, that it was an interesting concept to document. So, do you have comments or changes or questions on this document?
All my questions were related to exactly that. Why is this different from the first one? What was the difference that you just explained?
Yeah.
I do have some comments.
Go ahead.
I've always got comments. Under project intent, the second bullet, assuming that we were, like say we went in the direction of this RFQ. The second bullet reads, require minimum conservation and maintenance. And I wondered about the word minimum.
So
I was curious,
you know, the city is, once we take it, a sculpture or a piece into our collection, the city then is required to maintain it. And so if it's delicate, or, you know, think of the wood piece that's we are there, that's been replaced with a, we are here, I think it is, that's been replaced with a bronze up by Liquid Assets. So the maintenance of that wood sculpture was huge.
But minimum, so would you want to have, what if you took the word minimum out, require conservation and maintenance?
Minimal, how about that word?
Minimal, minimal.
Oh, okay.
So that it doesn't require a whole lot. I've come across that in my online searches about public art, that this is an ongoing issue for everybody.
Yeah, I just used the wrong word. Thanks for finding that. Okay, what else, Tom?
And then the next line down, hold on, let me read what my notes are. This is sort of something that I referenced in a little different way in the previous RFQ. Enable universal pedestrian access, which is the second bullet, or the next bullet, the third bullet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to wondering, again, when we had talked about indoor, outdoor.
I can't think of any indoor public art that we have done. Mostly we do everything outdoor because it's public. It's, you know, it's outdoor spaces. So,
but could we do some indoor out? Are we limited to where we can't do indoor out? And if we could, or if there was an opportunity to do, here's an example. City Hall is considering, who knows where they're going to reestablish themselves. Let's say this is a public building, and let me play this out. So let's say City Hall puts up a new building, or they do something, and they want a mural again, or something indoors.
A relief sculpture on the wall.
A relief sculpture. Art inside a building.
Pile on the wall.
I have to look at our charge in the ordinance. So if the ordinance, which I was thinking, talked about outdoor, doesn't, then
I think the right concept here, or at least to consider, is public spaces.
Yep.
It's not necessarily indoor or outdoor, but public space. So a lobby in a public building.
I was thinking right out here, it would be great to have something wonderful on the floor, you know, or something like that.
But there's a whole category called public spaces that has qualifications and concepts. So if you look up online, art in public spaces, pops up. So public spaces kind of covers a lot of that.
So
when you say outdoor art, you're usually referring, though, to something more like all weather, where an indoor space wouldn't necessarily have to be all weather.
Were we discussing enable universal pedestrian access? Is that where you were coming from?
Yeah, that's where I was coming from. And then downwards is animate the streetscape. Oh, let me reread this a second.
So how would enable universal pedestrian access not be relevant to indoor as well as outdoor?
So that's what I did. I read this site-specific artwork should, and then I read that each time I read one of these bullet points, right? This site-specific artwork should require minimum conservation and maintenance. Oh, no, excuse me. Should enable universal pedestrian access. And so then I got to thinking, well, if it were an indoor project, I know we haven't done that, but if it were an indoor project, would that change that wording in some way? Because accessibility may not be controlled. In other words, the responsibility for accessibility may be somewhere else, but not in the, for instance, the artist's control.
I don't know. That's such a fine point that you try and nail that without a specific project in mind, I think is difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, how about putting that also in parens? So that if it isn't, it should in the future, we do an indoor project, this in parens would indicate that some sort of, that has to be addressed in some way, but it wouldn't apply to everything else. I mean, again, it's an option, right?
Look at, again, as I would refer us to the notes above, mm-hmm. that everything that's in italics are instructions for using this template.
Yeah.
And it says, consider some or all of the following, develop other statements, add size, shape, materials to the piece, or other information specific to this project as required.
But that is sort of...
So that says you can change any of this
according to what's required of the project. So that's really the out on that. And that would also be whether it's applicable, animate the streetscape, which is the second to the last bullet point, if it were not a streetscape piece of art.
Right, exactly. Right.
Okay, so I'm good with that. That was my only, let me think here. under project process, phase one selection of artist/artist team, the second bullet, each finalist will each be awarded and then list the award. The award would always be a monetary award, correct?
Correct.
So I wondered if there was some way to reword that in some way where you said that each, or we said that each finalist would be, how can we word it? Let's see, awarded. Would there be a monetary award for each finalist and then you list the award? Something like that. You see where I'm going with that?
Yeah,
so that
again, I think that's, you know, so specific. Each finalist will be awarded $500 to develop it. So
I think that,
describe the award. Maybe list is not the right word. What's describe the award or just awarded.
And then...
specify the award.
So it's always, we know
you
it's
don't
always
need the word each. You can just say finalists will be.
Yeah, I've knocked that out.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Each finalist will be awarded. Do you have other wording that you want in here?
Or finalists will each be awarded. But I think each finalist will be awarded. Just leave out the second each, and that says the same thing.
Okay, and I'm waiting for a change that you want to
specify the award. Instead of list the award.
Okay.
Does that make any
sense? Oh, I see. Change the word. I see. Yeah. Specify the award.
Thanks. That's good. Okay.
Okay. Phase three, commission of artwork. Excuse me for just a second. Sure. Shipping and installation.
All.
So phase three. Well, that's, yeah, cover all costs for all the... the last piece of that bullet point where it references one revision, is that always the case that there's one revision allowed? Is that what we're saying here for the commission of artwork? Of an allowance for one revision?
You could have four revisions if the artist were to agree to it, but she would charge you extra. He would charge you... You know, if they thought they were going to have to revise it four times,
right?
They would charge you, or they would not agree to what we are talking about unless they could see that it was going to be worth their while in terms of dollars per hour.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's fair to ask for one revision.
One revision.
I think if we don't have our act together and have to have, you know, we're not clear.
Yeah.
And have to ask for two revisions, it's either our fault or we're not communicating clearly with the artist.
Right. Okay. I just saw that and got to wondering, does that open some doors we don't want to have open? But maybe that actually doesn't, you know, because it's one revision specified. So.
And I would say that it's appropriate to say that the award must cover all costs for all remaining item elements, just to keep it really clear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anything
that
else?
Would make it clearer, yeah. That's it, other than what we mentioned earlier.
Okay, does anybody else have comments on this particular RFQ?
I think it's very comprehensive.
Okay, the last one is the RFP. Comments on those.
A couple thoughts just for clarification. And again, I don't know whether it's clear and I just didn't hear it or whether it could be clarified. The scope of the work, it's between singular and plural. I'm getting nitpicky here. But is seeking a proposal or seeking proposals from artists rather than a proposal from an artist? We're going to more than one artist, so...
Yep.
Wouldn't it be better to say seeking proposals from artists?
It would be.
Or seeking artists' proposals. No. Artists with an apostrophe after the S. And again, eligibility. Why did I circle the artist there? No, I think that's fine. And on the back at the top, professional references, do we want to specify public entities? It's referred to elsewhere, I think, or am I mixing this up with the other ones? Seems like it might not hurt to specify references from public entities in there, since that is an issue of how they work with, showing that they have worked with public entities.
Yeah.
It is under eligibility of artist fabricator, experience and willingness to work with public entities. It is there, but it seems to me that references should also specify that at least one needs to come from a public entity.
So thinking about an emerging artist
who
may not have it,
may not have them, do we want to eliminate them as a possibility if they haven't had that chance yet?
That's the question. Do we want to take that risk?
So working with public entities is just, you know, the ability to communicate with the city and work within the contract and all of that. So I'm not sure that I'm thinking we could find that out by other recommendations they communicate well, they work within their contract. So I don't know that we need to be that specific, but I'm open to other opinions.
Well, I don't think we should limit the ability of an artist to have their first time. But that doesn't mean they haven't contacted or dealt with other city entities in other ways that aren't related to their art project.
So we would just assume that when we're evaluating the proposal, if this was their maiden voyage,
mm-hmm.
we would try to discern that in some other way.
Yeah, or, you know, have that conversation with them. If they are the artists that we select, be really clear with them
mm-hmm.
what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the communication, the contract, the timeline, and so forth.
We're giving you a lot of rope. Don't hang yourself.
Yes.
Well, a phone interview would at least help.
Exactly.
With some communication stuff.
Yeah.
It would be in their resume. It would be in there.
Maybe. Again,
if
there's a new person, they may not have those. That's kind of the point.
Well, you'd see that there isn't any, and you'd ask.
Yeah.
Right. So I just think we can nurse that along if it's something that we really want. Someone
I've got a question.
Want.
Was it intentional to omit the project schedule from the RFP? They're present in both of the other RFQs, but the RFP, there's nothing about.
So with an RFP, we can look at work that is already fabricated. So in terms of a fabrication schedule, which I think is really the critical part of putting a schedule in the others, this may not be appropriate. But, you know, we could...
Because my question goes directly to what you asked me just recently about the RFP going to Masterworks, that you were surprised that I didn't have a timeline pre-contract conversation with the artist, contract issue, all that stuff. And so I, at the time, I felt it inappropriate to spell out all that stuff before we hear from masterworks on what the proposal would be.
So our experience with the commission is that artists have, you know, tons of different commitments, and if they look at a time schedule that they can't meet because they're involved in another project, then they will say, can't do that. So it's informational to them. It's always negotiable, of course, but we need to know when we hire someone that, you know, they're going to deliver on this basis, and that's how the contract is written.
Okay.
So in the case of an RFP, again, I go back to the fact that mostly, at least, do you remember, were you here for the Fire Station 2?
No.
Okay. So we had about 6 or 8 submittals, and they were all pieces that artists had already created. It was nothing special. And then they conjured up in their own mind, like, how their piece could relate to Ashland, which was always, yeah, quite interesting. So there's nothing to say that there wouldn't be a reason to add a schedule, but generally speaking, that has not been our experience, that it's necessary.
Okay. But these points that you brought up in dealing with masterworks, some of them should definitely be talked about with her once we see her proposal and as we move the project towards the contract.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, you have been very generous with her because she's been generous with you. You could have a deadline of you want these done by January 1 for whatever reason. And so she needs to know if she can manage that, and then it gets written into the contract. So that's why I was suggesting that. Apparently that's not an issue with the MAP committee, so... But you should still generally know, because it gets to be next July and we haven't seen anything, which is not likely with Masterworks, but it could be with anybody.
Right.
It's like, we have nothing to say. We require you to have this here in town by June 1, and you've failed to do that. And I think there's actually a penalty in the contract for not making
in this
the
particular case with a direct invitation. And she says, you know, no, I can't do January 1st. We're not going to turn around and go, all bets are off. We're
yeah. No, but you're going to negotiate so that
negotiate.
It ends up,
yeah.
you know, so that an agreeable date ends up in the contract.
Yeah, and what's more than anything else driving the date would be so that the plaque could be installed in front of Haskins' garage without affecting this person's business that she's spoken up about.
You know, it also is contingent upon Public Works and what they can do.
True.
And new contract, new concrete, and
right.
you know, there's
yeah.
there's lots of parts and pieces that go along with it. And I think if the parties involved, like Public Works, don't have that sense of how to put it into their work plan, that's not a very helpful thing.
But when you've got like 5 plaques coming, if it got pushed off to the point where the installation of that 1 out of the 5 was going to interfere with her business, we've got the plaque, and the cost is built in for installation, and it's just simply that 1 is postponed until a more...
It would probably be an additional cost, because part of what the concrete bids were based on was knocking several out at the same day.
Got it.
So,
yeah, might,
you know...
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
Okay, any other comments? Okay.
Do you have
another comment?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's see. Once again, there was at the front, under how to apply, once again, the references to 10 images, what we had talked about earlier, 10 digital files as being an answer to that. Would that be a better statement under images, a maximum of 10
digital files
prior okay. to yeah, of prior
yeah, that's
right.
Great.
Okay, digital files.
Each file must be numbered. Is that an appropriate word? Each file must be numbered?
I suppose.
Sure.
So an image is different than a file.
Yeah, but it's still, if it's a video...
That's a question.
It still would be numbered and
sure.
I think that would apply the same, wouldn't it?
I don't know why numbering would have any value. Anybody thinking?
Oh, yeah, so that you can reference it.
Yeah.
So you read through it. You know, here's number one, and...
I also asked for
title, date, location, yes. Da-da-da.
Gotcha.
An annotated list.
There you go.
10 numbered digital.
You want an annotated
list. Annotated list. Okay.
The annotated list must that's a formal way to put it, but it clarifies instead of each image. Or you could just say each file.
Each file, yeah.
Okay, I'll work with that.
And just above the first section under how to apply, the first bullet point, we reference that letter must include address, email, and in this case it says address, email, and cell phone number, and then later on we reference professional references and the second to the last bullet that says, three references familiar with your work and working methods. This list must include email addresses and telephone numbers. I just wondered if the language shouldn't be the same.
Well, so if we're calling a office of in Sacramento at the state of California,
Gotcha. Okay, that is different. And then my final comment. In the same section, the last bullet point, I'm going to fumble through this because I want to try to find a way to say it or to see if it needs to be said. Statement of proposed scope of work, description of deliverables to include services and product, approximate delivery dates, cost or budget amount if known. And I wondered if there would be a value in having a fourth bullet. I'll fumble through it. I don't care how it comes
out. Well, it says add other specific requirements up there. That's one of those things where should that particular project require that fourth bullet or five or six, that's implied right there in italics.
What does your
fourth bullet
say?
But I'd still like to hear what you have
to say. Here's my fourth bullet. Post-installation maintenance or repair. And what I'm reflecting on is the events of the, and where does the artist...
responsibility is
right. Nowhere in that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so again,
once
the sculpture is accepted into the public art, it's the city's responsibility. So talking about maintenance, they have to provide a maintenance schedule, but repair, and so maybe that's all into that.
Okay.
So I'm approaching it from a different perspective, not as something to repair damage, but just general maintenance. And I'm not sure if that's in the contract or not. I'm pretty sure it is. But deliverables. But let's put down schedule for maintenance. And, yeah.
What happens if, like, the artist said one thing, but it turns out it's another? So, therefore, their obligation is to continue until they fulfill what's in the original contract. So if they say, let's say, it's supposed to be metal, but it turns out to be plastic, they're responsible, not us, or the city.
We would not accept it into our...
We wouldn't accept it at all.
Right, but I guess what I'm saying is that they could say, well, this globe is supposed to last forever, and then it doesn't.
At what
point is it transferred from their projection and their professional experiences that we're relying on to the actual reality that we experience, or the city experiences?
So they either state, to the best of their knowledge, I would assume that it has a lifeline of 5 years, 10 years, forever, whatever. But if there's an actual warranty that they're responsible for, then that's a different story. Then
what's the difference?
There's a warranty.
What part is covering? What is it? I guess. mean, there's something to think about, right?
So there's a standard contract that the city attorney has drafted, and I'm assuming that it's the best that he can do. We find ourselves in this weird position where we're now going to be a little schizoid about what's brought to us, and we're just going to have to be very smart about that. And I think that it's not possible, and I've read that the contract that David wrote over and over again to see if there was something written in there, and it says something about, maybe I even have it, but I don't. It says something about being reasonably, I don't know, I will look it up and email it to you if you wish to know, but I, so if it turns out that it's not as we understand it, of course we wouldn't accept it. If it is damaged, then there's a different situation. There's always going to be a maintenance contract, and I don't know if there's a warranty in there for 1 year or something like that, but that's the best I can tell you.
Something to think about.
So I'm writing down schedule for maintenance.
Schedule for maintenance.
As your last bullet point.
Yeah, I think that might get more to the point of what I was trying to get at.
Okay, any other comments?
Would it be a schedule or would it be specifications for maintenance?
Yeah.
Specifications is good. What kind of maintenance
schedule
will it require? Okay, thank you very much for taking the time to review these. I will make the changes, send them off to you, and hope that you will create an electronic file someplace so that years from now these are still available to be referenced.
Yeah, there's a folder in the directory that I'll put them in.
Okay.
Would you prefer that I wait until I receive the...
Right. I was just going to say, yeah.
Okay.
Sandy, along that lines, I think it's important, too, for the project that I'm doing, that we leave behind breadcrumbs for future commissioners. So I think all the work that we do lasts. So whatever Ann Seltzer's work was in creating this PR thing is not lost. When I create this, it should be a file that, you know, long after I'm not on the commission anymore.
Nothing's thrown away.
People still have it, and it'll be just a question of updating the context.
And easy to find.
Yeah.
Well, that's the bigger problem, because we are very conservative about not throwing anything away. The downside to that is it can make for...
You're not throwing anything away.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the ideal to create a public art commission form?
Well, it's
got that. We adopted one. So basically, we have two different public art commission files. There's the one that exists on a server that admin primarily uses, where most of Anne's work is. Since ComDev has taken over staffing this commission, we have a different server where our files reside. So there's sort of a pre-Anne and post-Anne public art commission directory. The one that is more recent is a little more structured, but obviously doesn't have the benefit of the historical data. The one that Anne managed at the root directory has about 113 items, 120 items, and a bunch of folders. And how deep those file structures go, I couldn't speak to it because I haven't spent a great deal of time digging through them. But we don't ever throw anything away.
So one is the Google Drive that we have access to as commissioners, and the other one we do not have access to.
So I'm talking about data that is on the city servers that you guys do not have access to, staff has access to.
Okay.
That's where all the historical data is.
If you don't have time to sift through all that stuff and it's easier for you to shove stuff over to the PAC Google Drive...
I don't think I've ever been provided a link to the PAC Google Drive. This is actually news to me.
Oh, okay. Well, what you need to do is Fotini gave us directions for that.
You just
log into Google Drive as its Public Arts Commission, and then But it's interesting because I've looked through all that stuff, and there's the whole theater corridor project files. There's Gateway.
Okay. Those are things that sound familiar to me that I've seen in Anne's directory structure.
It was really fascinating to go through and look. There's got to be at least 12 submissions for the corridor project, and to see, you know.
So some of those things you named are definitely reside on the admin server, and obviously some amount of it has been pushed up. I'll have to go look to see how much of that is mirrored.
So we have a map folder under the Google Drive where everything related to our marketing action plan.
Also, she saved all the finalists files. Oh, so you got names of people to contact? Yeah.
Have those names been put on our master list of artist names?
I don't know. I have not done it. And judging from looking at some of them,
you'd all like
why
it.
Would you?
Touché.
All right. I think we are at the end of our business, and I'm going to adjourn the meeting. And anybody know that they will not be here on September 20th for the next meeting? Good. All right. See you then, if not before.
Andy, I don't know if you have somewhere to rush off to, but this might be an opportunity where we could collectively look at this.
Oh, sure.
To see if we can find something that Anne may have worked on that is relevant to what you're looking for.